Mr. Finley, you want to start us with a prayer?
Heavenly Father, we want to come to you again today, and we thank you and praise you for the great God you are. We just, again, thank you for the new year. Pray, God, that you would just help us to recognize the renewance there, that we can have a renewable life, God, through you, your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray, God, that you would just give us wisdom, give us courage, give us strength to make decisions that be pleasing to you in all that we do, and especially here in the county government. We pray also for the state and federal governments, that you be with them also, and just pray for all those in leadership roles around the world. And we pray for those that might need your helping and healing and comforting hand, and I know that many come to mind as we talk about that. Just lift those up to you and pray a special blessing on them. Thank you again, God, for the blessings you pour out upon us. These things we ask in your name. Amen. Amen.
This is Wyatt. You want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
No public comment. I'm going to call the meeting, Taney County Commission meeting to order, Tuesday, January 2nd, 2018, 9:01 a.m. Any commission remarks? Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 447971 through 448010. No warrants or transfers or entries.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for December 21st, 2017. December 22nd, 2017, and December 26th, 2017.
Move to approve the previous minutes for December 21st, 2017, December 22nd, 2017, and December 26th, 2017.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Road vacations. I've got on the first one is
Acacia Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You can just tell me when and how you want me to proceed, and I will do that. I'm Mike Bridges, and I represent College of the Ozarks.
Okay. I have a letter dated December 28, 2017, from our Taney County Highway Administrator, Mr. Hayes. He has reviewed the petition for Acacia Club's grounds and have no concerns with the platted streets shown in Exhibit B. All residents have access to the new road alignment of Acacia Club Road. I have a copy of the petition to vacate portions. Do you want to, let's see. We have a petition, to vacate the streets in Ozark Acacia Club grounds.
Okay. I have not seen Mr. Hayes' letter.
Okay.
My understanding, I talked with Frank Cotty
okay.
Soon after that letter went out. I, I understand it. And I think that pertains to the petition to vacate part of Acacia Club Road. I don't know if you have that, if you could see the map of that area on that petition. I think it's Exhibit B on that petition. And I believe it's the second page of that exhibit. I think what he was referring to is a parcel of property that belongs to Stanley and Jeanette Fry.
I don't believe that's Exhibit B.
Okay.
Am I, Randy?
In this, right here, you got Exhibit A?
Mm-hmm. You got Exhibit B.
B. Page 1 and 2.
Now, there's a petition. There are two separate petitions. And one petition says, petition to vacate part of Acacia Club Road. Mm-hmm. And that's the one that I'm looking at right now.
The one he just read is the other one.
Okay. That one, yeah, that one would be.
Okay.
The Ozark Acacia Club grounds.
Okay.
You have two.
And we have the road.
There's two road vacate.
Correct.
In this. What statute are you asking these to be vacated under?
Well, my conversations, are we talking about the petition to vacate the streets? Is that what we're talking about presently?
Okay. Which one do you want to start with? So we're all on the same page.
Yeah. Whichever you would prefer. I mean, if you have concerns about one in particular, I can address those concerns.
The presiding commissioner read the one in Exhibit B, and that does not include the Fry one.
Okay. When you say Exhibit B, are you talking about Exhibit B to the petition to vacate portions of streets? Okay. Then I don't know what the concerns are about that petition.
There shouldn't be any concerns on that one.
Okay. The one issue that Frank Cotty and I discussed before I filed this petition was that there was at least some indication that some of these streets may have been used by the public in the past. And so in order to cover our bases on this, we approached this as if it was under Statute 228.110. But we're intending to give all notices required under that statute, as well as under Statute 71.270, which is what you would typically use for streets that had never been used. So as a result of that, we're taking the two-step process or the two-meeting process that's required under 228.110.
So my question to you is for today, do you not want to just read, and then there's no decision made.
Correct.
On either parcel or on either file, and then at the next meeting we'll actually make our decision.
Correct.
So why don't you proceed in just reading?
Okay.
What you need to legally for the public.
And I can certainly do that. I did want to provide an occasion to address any questions that the commission may have at this stage, and that's the reason that I was referencing my prior discussions with Mr. Cotty. So if there are any of those issues that we want to address, and I know that Travis is
right, and I'm
stepping into
that role,
Frank's position,
and I think you guys can probably, I'm aware of what the issue might be with the one of the issues is some property not finalized in the trust. Is that there's an issue with one portion of some of the property, one of the drives that's not 100%.
Is that the Fry property?
Yes.
That you're referring to? Okay.
Yes.
And I can address that now, or Travis and I can talk about that, whichever is most efficient.
What are your thoughts? My thought is go ahead and read what you need to into the, and if we have any questions, we can ask those. If we have any questions later, we can ask through our attorney to you. Is that?
Sounds fine to me.
Okay.
It's all right. I will begin with the petition to vacate part of Acacia Club Road. Okay. Comes now the School of the Ozarks, a Missouri nonprofit corporation, also known as College of the Ozarks, or petitioner, which is authorized to transact business in the state of Missouri, and along with 22 residents of Oliver Township, who signed Exhibit C to this petition to vacate part of Acacia Club Road, states to the commission the following. Paragraph 1. Attached to this petition is Exhibit A, and incorporated by reference is the legal description of that part of Acacia Club Road, hereafter the roadway, which petitioner proposes should be vacated. Paragraph 2, attached to this petition as Exhibit B, and incorporated by reference is a two-page survey map depicting the roadway, shown in blue, which petitioner proposes should be vacated. Paragraph 3, petitioner states that the roadway is useless, and repairing and maintaining the same presents an unreasonable burden upon Oliver Township and the county. Paragraph 4, as required by Missouri Revised Statute Section 228.110, attached to this petition as Exhibit C and incorporated by reference are the signatures of at least 12 residents of Oliver Township, where the roadway is located, who by their signatures support this petition for the vacation of the roadway, declare the same to be useless, and state that repairing and maintaining the same presents an unreasonable burden upon Oliver Township and the county. Paragraph 5. Petitioner states, A, that it desires to have the roadway vacated, and B, that vacating the roadway will not be detrimental to any other party. Wherefore, petitioner prays the commission to enter an order vacating the above described roadway and for such other and further relief as the commission deems appropriate. Do you need me to read the legal description? Okay. Second petition is titled Petition to Vacate Portions of Streets in Ozark Acacia Club Grounds. Comes now the School of the Ozarks, Missouri Nonprofit Corporation, also known as College of the Ozarks, hereafter the college, which is authorized to transact business in the state of Missouri, and along with the undersigned residents of Oliver Township, together the petitioners, state to the commission the following in support of this petition to vacate portions of streets in Ozark Acacia Club grounds. Paragraph 1. The college is the owner of the real estate lying on both sides of and fronting those portions of the streets proposed herein to be vacated, said real estate being located in Oliver Township, Taney County, Missouri. Paragraph 2. Attached to this petition is Exhibit A, and incorporated by reference are the legal descriptions of those portions of Essex, Berkshire, Lowell, and other unnamed but platted streets located in Ozark Acacia Club grounds, Section 18, Township 22 North, Range 21 West, together the streets, which petitioners propose to be vacated. Paragraph 3. Attached to this petition is Exhibit B, and incorporated by reference is a survey map of the streets shown in red, which petitioners propose should be vacated. Paragraph 4. The streets were designated on the recorded plat of Ozark Acacia Club grounds, and therefore this matter presumably falls under Missouri Revised Statute Section 71.270. However, because there is evidence that some of the streets may have been used by the general public through the years and that the county may have provided maintenance to some of the streets or some part of the streets, the college has sought and will seek to comply with the requirements of this statute and Missouri Revised Statute Section 228.110. Paragraph 5. As previously stated, the college owns all property lying on both sides of and fronting the streets to be vacated. Paragraph 6. All of the undersigned petitioners state that the streets at issue are useless and that repairing and maintaining the same presents an unreasonable burden upon Oliver Township and the county. Paragraph 7. Petitioners state that they desire to have the streets vacated and that vacating the streets will not be detrimental to any other party. Wherefore, petitioners pray the commission to enter an order vacating the above described streets and for such other and further relief as the commission deems appropriate.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Brandy, do you have any?
This type of petition, I have no concern with.
And as I said, I'd be glad to address any of those concerns.
I think we can get all that wrapped up before time is to actually make the decision, can we not?
Yes, I think so. I believe we can satisfy those concerns. So if we want to address those now, I can. We're prepared to. I've got a representative from the college. But if we want to wait till later, that's fine, too.
Just noted that the first petition you read isn't factual until the transfer of the property on the one goes. It's not factual in that they owned the land on both sides and that detriment until the road is changed to where that one party can access the new road. If that were closed, it would be detrimental to them.
Well, if I can just go ahead and address that. You're talking about the property that belongs to Jeanette and Stanley Fry, I believe. Is that correct, Mr. Hayes?
Correct.
And frankly, part of the reason that the college asked that Acacia Club Road be relocated in the first place had to do with concerns of the Fries, whose property, I don't know if you've been out there to see it, but their house is very close to the old Acacia Club Road. And, you know, they're getting up in years and getting in and out of their house where people were streaming around that curve was a concern for them and for their children. The intent of the college and the agreement between the Fries and the college is that they will have access to the back entrance of the college. That will be their access point to their house going forward. In the short term, there is an access road that's been put in where the old Acacia Club Road was located. I don't know, Mr. Hayes.
That's the access we created to the other driveway, but just below, we have that access to the old portion of the road just at that point.
And that presently provides access to the Fry's property. The college's intention is to keep that open in the short run so they can have access through that means to their home. I mean, we can show on a map if we need do that for discussion purposes. But there's an old road that comes through the college and actually used to go in front of...
Is it the old Acacia Club where it comes up
it
past
does.
Keeter's house?
Yes.
Okay.
And the intention is for that to be extended far enough so there is access to the Fry's residence. And then there are a couple of houses that the college owns down that same road, and so it'll provide access all along there. So in the short run, as I said, they intend to keep open that access road that the county put in over the old roadway. If we need to formalize that, we can certainly do that. I will note that the Fries signed the petition to vacate that part of Acacia Club Road because those have been the ongoing discussions with them and with their children. That's the end game, is for them to have access. They don't really want access out onto Acacia Club Road. They want access through the college to their home.
I think the key, like you said, is formalize it. I think you probably just need to get with Mr. Elliott. That way it satisfies
sure.
all the needs that we have to have. And then that way we can move forward on the next.
Right.
At the next meeting, we can go move forward with it as long as he's satisfied that everything's
that.
Covered on our end.
I appreciate your concerns. I know those are valid issues, and we'll get those clarified.
I don't know, you know, nobody's using those roads anymore at all. Everybody's using the new road.
Correct. They're all using the new road.
We still have access to our lift stations.
Correct.
I think CIVO actually went above and beyond and paved some of the roads that they didn't even own or maintain, and they just kind of did it to help out the people down there. Is that right?
They paved the public road that are still in. The residents that still have access to the new line.
Okay. Overall, I think it was a good deal.
I do too. College has been pleased with the cooperative approach. And
I know it saved the county, at least $500,000, did it not, Randy? By the time you acquire the property, and there's no way we could have widened and made that other road safer.
No, we couldn't do that on the current alignment. There was no way for any existing dwellings and utilities.
Yeah. So we've got a safer, wider road and at less than what it would cost for us to just patch the old road. I think it was a good deal.
So we'll have access to the lift stations now, if it were closed,
yes.
Or after?
No.
We still have access to the lift stations.
None of these vacates close off any of our access to any utilities or the state.
And the sewer would still have an easement through there regardless, so we'd still be able to access it through that.
All right. Any other questions?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. I think I have next is the Summer Avenue.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning. Morning.
My name is Carl Pickenminder, and I represent the petitioner, L, and it's a mouthful, L and J Log Cabins, Ridgedale, LLC. We filed a petition to vacate a road. I assume you probably all know where it's at. It's at the very end of T Highway. And anyone want pictures to help? You guys probably know where it's at. So this is that we're moving to vacate under 71-270. We've published in the paper and we're requesting, it's an old platted subdivision that just never got fully developed. Lots weren't even put in, just blocks originally. And so this runs up to the lake. There's no actual road there except a private driveway that runs through where the original road had been platted. And so my client owns both sides of the road. There's no other property owner that has used it, or to our knowledge, has ever used it. At least there are no signs of use. And we had Eddie Wolf do the survey. No easements showed up when I asked him. No easements would be effective or utilities by vacating the road. And so we're asking the commission to vacate that portion of the road identified. And I'll read the petition whenever you like.
Kind of look at that map.
Yeah.
There's no access to the lake or anything through it, is there?
Well, it would access the lake, but no designated access has been given. The green portion of what? You can. You want to survey, bring.
So it's the same owner on both sides on all four parcels?
It is.
Okay. I'm ready. Are you guys ready for me to read the petition?
Go ahead. Yeah, I'm ready for you to read the petition.
Comes now L&J Log Cabins, Ridgedale, LLC, by and through its counsel, Chinnamer Cooking Combiner, Attorneys at Law, and for its petition states and alleges as follows. L&J Log Cabins, Ridgedale, LLC, is a foreign limited liability company authorized to conduct business in the state of Missouri. L&J Log Cabins, LLC is the owner of the real estate lying on both sides in front of the street proposed above to be vacated. Said real estate being located in Tane County, Missouri, and more fully described on Exhibit A. Exhibit A is the survey, and we'll survey. Attached to the petition is Exhibit A of the survey of the relevant portion of Long Beach subdivision of the property owned by L&J Cabins, Ridgedale, LLC, depicted in blocks 1, 2, 4, and 5. L&J Log Cabins, Ridgedale, LLC desires to vacate the portion of Summer Avenue beginning at the southeast corner of block 4 and the southwest corner of block 5 to the northeast corner of block 1 and the northwest corner of block 2. The portion of Summer Avenue sought to be vacated is a private subdivision road and not been accepted for public use. It is desirous that the above-mentioned street be vacated and that such vacation shall not be detrimental to any adjoining landowners. Notice of the L&J Log Cabins, Ridgedale, LLC's intent to vacate a portion of Summer Avenue was given on December 9, 2017 in the Tane County Times and published at least 15 days prior to the County Commission's January hearing date. Exhibit B is proof of the publication. And if you all want to see the original proof, I've got it here.
I think we've got a copy of that.
That is it. Wherefore, Allen J. Law Academy's request that Commission vacate some land.
Mr. Elliott, refresh me. 71-270, does that allow it to be vacated today? It does not require two readings?
That's correct. If you all, I mean, the issue here, as I understand it, is if the road was never built and used by the public, then 71-270 will apply and the 228-110 two reading process does not apply.
Okay. And along with that, we have a letter that was done in December 19th from our Mr. Cotty stating that this all qualifies.
Okay.
Questions? I make a motion to approve the vacation of Summer Avenue Road, file number 17-152CM, owner of L&J Log Cabin, Ridgedale.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
I'm sorry, do I need to prepare an order? Is that for the vacation? Or is that something I do or not?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so I'll get that done. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Agreement for Qualified Engineering Architectural Consulting Services, file number 17-131P.
Is that actually HDR Engineering?
Yes, and Great River. I also have a letter from Mr. Cotty dated November 29, 2017. This is attached for our consideration as a proposed contract of employment. I have prepared for your use as the agreement with Great River Association Incorporated, DBA Great River Engineering for simple on-call consulting services. The proposed agreement calls for Great River Engineering to provide advice and services upon request by the county, in return for which they will be paid according to fee schedule attached as Exhibit A. The terms of the agreement is 12 months commencing the date is fully executed. And then I have another four. This one is for HDR Engineering Incorporated. And I have another letter from Mr. Cotty dated November 8, 2017. He's reviewed the proposed master short form agreement for professional services with HDR Engineering Incorporated and approves it to form.
Move to approve the agreement binding between HDR and Taney County.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Move to approve the agreement binding between Great River Engineering and Taney County.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Thank you.
You didn't have to speak, Travis.
I have... A contract of employment. Oh, no, wait a minute. White
River Valley.
White River Valley Historical Society agreement. Letter from Mr. Cotty, dated December 28, 2017. He's reviewed proposed agreement between the White River Historical Society and Incorporated in Taney County, Missouri, and approves it to form.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Taney County and the White River Valley Historical Society.
Second for discussion.
We have a second and some discussion.
I just wanted to note that that'll be paid in three payments, each $20,000 each, the last payment being made September 1st, 2018. And that agreement ends December 31st, 2018. My second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries. Economic Development Project Contract 17-160 CM. I have a letter dated December 28, 2017 from Mr. Cotty. He's reviewed the proposed economic development project contract between Taney County, Missouri and the Branson Lakes Area Chamber of Commerce and approves it to form.
Move to approve the economic development project contract by and between Taney County and Branson Lakes Area Chamber of Commerce.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. I don't believe we have any court orders,
no.
So we will recess upstairs for our daily staff review and agenda requests.